It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Mfundisi Mabenge, welcome back. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us today.
All right. Thank you very much, Naya. And good day to the listeners as well.
Our question for today, Mfundisi, is what does it mean to really love God?
Okay. When I look at the question, you know, for me, it said that what does it mean first for God to love us?
Okay.
And I found that answer in the gift that we're given by God through his only begotten son that is given to us before we even ask for it, based on the fact that there was a consideration for our situation and that we needed the salvation. And therefore, this becomes a perfect gift that he gave, a very special gift himself, and something that is so precious that cannot be reversed for the salvation of humanity. And therefore, when the question is posed, what does it mean to really love God? It means to actually give of ourselves the best of what we have in response to that love that we've been given and shown through the love of Jesus Christ, which means then that we accept the gift that we've been given by God, which is Jesus Christ himself and him crucified at the cross, and that we also keep his commandments as a symbol that we are his people. And I think throughout the Bible, even in the book of Revelations, I think it's 13 when it says that these are they that keep the commandments of God, you know, showing that this is going to be one of the marks of those that will actually be received by God at the end of time. So I would say that to really love God means to accept the gift of Jesus Christ and to also keep his commandments.
Okay. So, a human being can really love God. Am I also getting that from you, that a human being can really love God?
Yes, I think a human being can really love God. And this can happen in the form that God says that my ways are not your ways, meaning that the things that we do when we accept God are not things that are natural inclinations to us as humanity, but it means that there has to be some form of wrestling with self from losing that which appeals to your character to adopting that which appeals to what God wants us to be. Not because we enjoy it, but because it's for his glory and his favor. And therefore, I'd say that we can truly love God because we can show it not through saying, oh, I love God, but through actually choosing to do the way that God has commanded you to do, even when situations don't call for you to do that.
Okay. All right. I hear you. All right. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your answer and your time.
And unfortunately, our time is up.
Indeed, Mfundisi. I really appreciate it nonetheless. So I'm going to call you, Mfundisi, so that we can schedule a 2-hour conversation on a Saturday afternoon, yeah?
I don't think I'm going to be available. You know, the schedule is quite busy. But we'll see.
All right. I imagined you'd say that. Because of this,
maybe
wonderful...
after 2 hours with you, I won't be so in love with God anymore.
Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi. Bye-bye, Mfundisi.
Thank you very much, Naya.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.